Scottsdale Community College is wrapping up a series of events and discussions for its 7th annual Genocide Awareness Week. And earlier this week, we heard from some of the few remaining survivors of the World War II Holocaust. Today, we'll take you to the conference to hear how presenters address the scourge of genocide and are working to prevent the vicious cycle from continuing. Clementine Wamaria doesn't seem like your typical genocide survivor, but at just the age of 31, she is.
Husbands killed their wives. Wives killed their husbands. Neighbors and friends killed each other because someone said, those people are not human.
Wamaria was a child in Kigali, Rwanda, 25 years ago when the community she lived in went mad. She writes about what happened in her book, The Girl Who Smiled Beads.
You see, hate has no color. Only hate has practice. And it can maneuver like wind to every ear.
When it was over, up to 1 million Rwandans had been killed in a civil war. The mass slaughter of members of the Tutsi minority group was ordered by members of Rwanda's majority Hutu governing body. Killings eliminated about 70% of the Tutsi population. The fact that it happened not in 1944, but in 1994, is an alarming signal to Scottsdale Community College professor John Liffeton. He says the hate that fuels these atrocities is still present throughout the world and requires constant vigilance.
We do it because of Charlottesville, because of Pittsburgh, because of Christchurch, because of China and the Uyghurs, because of, in Myanmar, the Buddhists killing the Muslims.
Liffeton is founder and director of the college's yearly Genocide Awareness Conference, which has been taking place since 2013.
But another reason that's of exceptional importance is we do it to honor those people who died, because if we don't do it, then their deaths will have been in vain.
Liffeton says although the term genocide was not around in the 19th century, there is proof of it happening right here in Arizona to the state's Native American population.
You take the children that were forced to go to boarding schools right here in Phoenix at On Indian School in Central. That is another form of genocide according to UN Resolution 260A3. So in my humble opinion, there's no doubt about it.
Genocides have taken place in all different corners of the planet at all different times in history. During the height of World War I in what is now Turkey, officials in what was then the Ottoman Empire removed and then exterminated the entire Armenian Christian community of nearly 1.5 million people. At the conference, Dr. Barlow Demirgadichian, who teaches Armenian studies at Fresno State, says it was known as the silent genocide.
One of the problems was that the genocide took place during World War I, so it was part of a larger war which had a lot of effects on lots of different countries, and Ottoman Turkey emerged from the war losing a lot of its territory but emerging as the Republic of Turkey, and Turkey has pretty much denied the occurrence of the Armenian genocide, which meant that it was a silent genocide.
Also in Scottsdale to discuss the hidden from history story is Taner Akem, who heads the Armenian Studies Genocide Program at Clark University in Massachusetts.
20th century was one of the bloodiest in human history, and we face today the same question, how we can prevent mass atrocities, how we can prevent that the government continues massacring, killing, deporting their own population.
German-born Holocaust survivor Oscar Noblau also speaks to the gathering, made up of mostly college students, and he poses the question of what if Hitler had won World War II?
Did you notice the audience? Were they all lily white? No. But when I said that if they would have won the war, none of them would be born, it's the truth.
The 94-year-old Noblau says there is a way to prevent genocides from happening in the future, by standing up and not remaining silent when it happens in the present.
The only way you can control this by being an upstander, the more we have, we're better off. If we have bystanders, nothing will ever change. Nothing. Because everybody is scared. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to be the first one to say anything. No.
Then John Liffeton says the stories heard at his annual conference have led some of his students to become upstanders.
I can recall one lady coming up to me after, and she said, Mr. Liffeton, you've ruined my life. I wanted to be an accountant. Now I can't do that. I have to go out and help somebody. another student, he felt compelled to go and work for Doctors Without Borders in Africa, and he's there now.
Genocide Awareness Week activities wrap up tomorrow at Scottsdale Community College. There are also special photography and film exhibits that are open to the public. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News, Scottsdale.